Welcome to Simply Folk. I'm Stephanie Elkins. And before I kick off tonight's show, there's another kickoff coming shortly, the Super Bowl, featuring our very own Green Bay Packers. Go Pack! Well, I don't have a TV here in the studio, but I do have the NFL website online, and once the game is underway, I'll keep you updated from time to time. Not only am I proud to be a Wisconsinite today, to paraphrase one of my colleagues, it feels good to cheer for a community-owned enterprise like the Packers. Well, tonight, an hour of traditional music, some songs in honor of Black History Month, and one for Reagan's 100th birthday. But first, I have a few guests on Simply Folk this evening. Sheila Shigley, our folk music librarian, is here, as well as a couple of musicians. Guitarist Mark Adkins and cellist Steve Pingree are here. Thanks for coming in for the first Simply Folk live interview of the year. Welcome.
Well, we're happy to be here. Thank you. Very, very happy to be here.
Well, we have a cello and a guitar and some microphones, and we're going to hear some of your music. But first, Mark, I want to ask you a little bit about the genre. I read that you characterize maybe some of your songwriting as folk noir. What do you mean by that?
Well, honestly, folk noir, I think, is maybe the closest we can come to describing it. I could be wrong. A friend of mine, Brad Graham, I believe, was the first person to describe us that way. And
Is there a dark side of the music?
Well, the full line is ambient psychedelic folk noir.
Okay.
And put into that context, I mean, I think it describes what we do. As well as anything else. It's better than saying we do other.
If you have to use words to describe it, which is, I mean, why the pressure to describe it with words?
We actually prefer not to, but it's become necessary.
The Music Awards calls us other.
Other is fine as well.
Do the two of you normally perform together?
Yeah, we do. We have been for 8, 9, 10 years, something like. In fact, maybe longer, because before Sub-Vocal.
It's been over a decade.
It's been over a decade that me and Steve have been playing together.
Well, why don't we get right into some music? Sheila, you've been listening to these folks for quite a while. You've got some favorites, I assume?
I do have some favorites, and they're going to start with one of my very favorites, Grounded.
All right, this is Grounded, and it was written by Mark Adkins, and we'll hear it performed by Mark and Steve Pingree.
Thank you. shape of a thing I fear. I hold up to the sky, broken wings filled with fire.
Grounded. We're hearing Mark Adkins on guitar and Steve Pingree playing the cello. What a gorgeous sound you have together. That's just lovely.
Thank you.
It's nice to be here in the studio.
We like it.
Normally, I'm here with a cello in a classical context. Steve, are you a classical cellist as well?
Well, I come from there originally. Spent many hours in cello sections.
Cello sections in an orchestra?
Yeah. At some point along the way, I figured I'd break free of that museum docent type mold, playing the same parts that have been played for, in some cases, centuries. So as a result of writing my own parts now, so my technique has eroded significantly, but I'm much freer to do what I would like to do. So I'm having a great time.
And you're playing a regular acoustic cello, not an
Correct.
Electric cello.
Yeah, it's a regular, it's a real cello.
And you just pop a pickup in there the way you'd pop
yep,
a pickup into a guitar?
Yep, there's a pickup inside of the bridge, plugs right in like an electric would, but...
Do you play with the same kind of strings and bow and everything that a classical...
Oh, absolutely, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great, all right. You have written a number of songs with meaning, songs with a message, some socially conscientious songs, and one of the best known of yours is a song called Judy. Can you tell us a little bit about the backstory of that song?
Well, I came here from Northern California for the most part, and Judy refers to Judy Berry. She was an environmental activist. She's dead now. When I first came to Wisconsin, it was February, and it was actually a rather mild February, though there was snow everywhere. But I found out from friends back west that Judy had passed away. And I went into this studio that I was practicing in and just wrote this song. And it's really just basically my feelings about her death, her passing.
And she, I believe, was injured in a pipe bomb explosion. Is that correct?
She was. She was a pretty famous case. A pipe bomb, it was actually an assassination attempt on her and Daryl Cherney's life, Redwood activists, during Redwood summer back in, when was it, 89, 91, I forget.
90.
But... a pipe bomb went off in their car, and I actually was in Oakland that day, and I went to do some filming in her at her hospital. I was outside with a bunch of us. We were all playing our drums and weeping and being pissed and everything else, and I took some footage that I don't know where it is now. But the FBI and the Oakland PD didn't investigate at all. They, in fact, arrested Daryl and Judy and charged them with this bombing. And it took some years, 10 years, something like that, for them to sue the government. And they won for not doing their jobs and for not even trying to find out who tried to kill them. And, yeah.
And
one of the few people who've ever actually fought the law and won.
Fought the law and won and saved some redwoods as well.
Yeah, they did a lot. They inspired many people. I mean... whatever direct action they didn't take to save redwoods, the direct actions they took actually caused others like myself to get involved. What's her name? Butterfly.
Mm-hmm. I remember
Julia
her.
Butterfly. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she was inspired by Judy Berry, and many others like her to do their best to, you know, even give their lives. People have died. David Chainsaw died. Logger fell a redwood right on him. He was out protesting. Several people have died.
Well, and the fight continues, and out of it came a beautiful song. It's Judy. This is Mark Adkins and cellist Steve Pingree.
Oops. Stains and the ashes, all those knees. Judy, gather your seed, planting them in the wild prairie. Gather your seed, planting your rainbows in the wild prairie. Metal and poison, mushroom cloud, morning to midnight. She sings. Them in the wild country. I said, Judy, gather your seed, planting your rainbows in the wild prairie. It's the circle. Going now. Is it better there than here? Won't you please come back and tell everybody here? There's nothing better than the waiting for you today. Gathered your seed now. Planting them in the wild country. I said, Judy, Judy Berry, gather your seed now. Planting your rainbows. Time is nigh. Evening cloud.
Judy, live in the studio, if you're just joining us, Mark Adkins and Steve Pingree, guitar and cello. Boy, what a powerful song. My goodness.
So, Mark and Steve, maybe you know the answer to this. Just got done playing, was it Sundance Film Festival out in Park City? Spent some time out there, I understand. Steve,
Mark played a series of showcases at Access Music and Film Festival, which is associated with Sundance and happens at the same time to hook up independent filmmakers with independent musicians. I was unable to make it, sadly, but Mark had a great experience, met a lot of people that were interested in his music.
So
and hopefully he
might...
can tell you a little bit more about that.
Well, yeah, I was with a company called Access Film Music. You can find them at accessfilmmusic.net, and they have their official showcases in Park City during Sundance Film Festival, and I was lucky enough to be among many fine musicians that they presented this year. It was a lot of fun. What was the actor's name I got my picture taken with?
Robert Redford?
No. Charles...
Close.
Somebody or other.
Oliver James Cromwell, right?
Oliver James Cromwell.
Oliver James Cromwell.
Right. Very nice guy. there were famous people all over, and though I could recognize them, I couldn't name them, so I was too embarrassed to go up and say, "Wow, hi, can I take your picture?"
And was it a French company that was interested in one of your pieces, or perhaps several?
I met the producer and director for the film Scrapper, and they came up to me after my set on Thursday, and they were praising my they really liked my work. They said they thought that my stuff could work with them, and they were going to they took all my music, all my CDs, and said we'd be in touch.
Excellent. Good luck with that. Now around here you perform as sub vocal often, right?
Yeah, sub vocal is, yep.
And
right.
Is if you take those two parts of the word sub and vocal, is there a subtext to the name of the band?
You know, I was looking for a cool name, like everybody does, and I was reading a lot of beat poets at the time, and I was reading Junkie, or one of those books by. What's his name? William Burroughs. And somewhere, I think it was in Junkie, somewhere in there he was talking about the Bicambrian mind. And I started thinking the concept was really cool, but the name sucked. Like, we're the Bicambrians. So I don't know if I Googled Bicambrian or something, but subvocal popped up. And I started reading about subvocal and subvocal speech. And, I thought it was a very interesting idea that the subvocal speech center is really what happens between when you think the thought and you speak the thought is it runs in through the subvocal speech center, and there it gets all distorted. So what you the pure thought you thought never comes out that way. It's always changed, but subvocally is where the truth lies.
Yeah, and we're limited so by language. It really kind of... it does filter everything that we say.
I want to be unfiltered.
Yeah. Well, music is a pretty direct way of expressing yourself.
Yep, and I've lost many girlfriends for being unfiltered.
Well, let's have one more unfiltered, or a couple more, actually. What's the next thing you're going to play for us?
This is a song that I wrote a couple years ago. It's going to be on our next CD, which doesn't have a release date anymore. I'm tired of saying it's going to be out and then not, but we have a couple of CDs worth of material, and we will get one out soon. But this song I wrote, it was my feelings about sort of unrequited love, and yeah.
Unrequited love, and the name of the song?
Something Here That's Gone.
Mark Adkins, guitar, and Steve Pingree, cello.
Gets me every time, folks. About something here that's gone, but there's a light piercing my shadow. For the first time I can see. Never was there anybody. Wasn't already a part of me. I wanted to write a love song, let you know how much I feel. Song that would make us both cry at night. A song for you, Christine. But there's a light passing through my darkest day. For the first time I realize all the love I hold deep inside me. It's just reflections from my eyes, from my eyes. I wanted to write a sad song. So deep and drowning. Something you could remember me by. About something here that's gone, gone. But there's a light piercing my shadow. For the first time I can see. Never was anybody out there. Wasn't already inside me.
Something Here That's Gone. Our guests live in the studio, Mark Adkins and Steve Pingree, guitar and cello, with some lovely, powerful, deep songs. Very much enjoying this. We really appreciate it that you've come in. Very nice to have you.
Thanks. It's fun. Now, we're having a blast.
Steve, I'm a singer, and it strikes me that the cello is really another vocal part. It just sounds lovely how you have woven in these parts. Just gorgeous.
Well, thanks.
Do you ever have a singer take your parts and use them vocally?
That's an interesting idea. It's well, sometimes in a different band setting, I've had singers steal my lines and find, hey, that's the cello part. You're singing the cello part. Wait a minute, that's my territory. So that's not a problem, though. I'm happy to share my my musical inspirations.
Cello seems to be getting more and more popular as a folk instrument, as an instrument that you hear in acoustic groups. Are you getting more and more invitations? Are people more interested in having cello in their bands?
Yeah, I believe so. I think, you know, when we started playing, there really wasn't much, at least on the local scene, with people using the cello in this context. But, you know, over the years, I mean, right now it's they're all over the place. I don't want to say dime a dozen. It cheapens it a bit, but plenty of cellos out there.
Hmm. Well, it adds a beautiful...
Steve started all this. He did.
The
he really
Ur
did.
Cello.
I think us together probably did, because...
You heard it right here.
Well, it really adds a... Well, cello is known as kind of a vocal instrument, but it really adds a beautiful...
It's pretty close to the range of the human voice, mm-hmm. and it does sing quite nicely.
Mm. Well, speaking of singing quite nicely, we're going to finish up with one more song featuring our guests, guitarist Mark Atkins and cellist Steve Pingree. And by the way, if you're listening in and you want to send a note, you can do that at simplyfolk.org. Or if you're on Facebook, you can visit the Friends of Simply Folk at WPR fan page.
I just want to thank you both for having us. And hello, Dominica.
What will be the last song, Mark?
Rain.
Rain. Well, we had snow, but here's Rain. Mark Atkins and Steve Pingree. Rain. Mark Adkins and Steve Pingree. Wow. Very nice.
Thank you very much.
Wow. Do you guys have any upcoming shows you would like to tell us about, and as well as where people can find your recorded materials?
Subvocal.net. We have a live CD, sort of an EP. We have an award-winning CD that won Best CD for the 2005 Mamas in the category called Ambient Psychedelic Folk Noir. It did win. And you can find that all at subvocal.net. You can friend us on Facebook. That'd be great. Be a fan. Be a street tamer. Buy CDs from us. Help support local musicians and Dominica. And we have a show February 20th. I have a show, Songwriters in the Round at the Brink Lounge. I think it's 701 East Wash on the 23rd
and
of February.
And that's here in Madison.
Right. And that's all I got on the books right now.
Great. Well, thank you for our debut live radio show this afternoon, this evening on Simply Folk. Mark Adkins and Steve Pingree, we really appreciate that you came in and played your music for us.
Thanks. It was an honor.
It was an honor. Thank you very much.
Great.